Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
I'm Rhett Lewis with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 6 of the NFL season kicked off in the Big Apple with a big-time upset. It was the Giants playing the role of Goliath on Thursday night, knocking off the Eagles 34-17 at MetLife Stadium. Cam Scataboo found pay dirt three times and racked up 98 yards on the ground. Jackson Dart threw 495 yards and a touchdown while also rushing for 58 and a score. After starting 4-0, the Eagles have now lost back-to-back games for the first time since 2023. Over in the AFC, Lamar Jackson sat out practice for a second straight day. Baltimore's star quarterback has not practiced since suffering a hamstring injury in a Week 4 loss to the Chiefs. Speaking of injured quarterbacks, Kyler Murray sat out practice for the second straight day as he recovers from a foot injury. And in Carolina, Chuba Hubbard missed his fifth consecutive practice as he continues to battle back from a foot sprain. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hi, this is Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We have over 40 vendors providing you with raspberries, strawberries, leafy greens, tomatoes, melons, avocados, flowers, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. The market accepts credit, debit, and EBT cards. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays.
At D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find the lowest prices on name brands like Levi 501s, $54.95, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95, and at D&J, get ready for the cooler weather with a full line of Carhartt shirts, jackets, and rain gear at some of the best prices around. And remember, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. The D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, October 10th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School District Facility wins State Spotlight on Excellence Award. Templeton Women's Charitable Club expands scholarship program. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds early today, then sunny, highs in the upper 70s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District announced that Marie Bauer Early Education Center has been awarded with the 2025 California Early Childhood Special Education Spotlight on Excellence Award. The district says this recognizes Marie Bauer's innovative, inclusive model of early education, which integrates special education services directly into its classrooms. Serving children ages 2 to 5, Marie Bauer is a play-based, hands-on learning environment committed to meeting each child where they are. The district says parents describe the program as a magical space where co-teaching teams and intentional instruction help students thrive. The award affirms Marie Bauer as a statewide model for high-quality, inclusive early learning and a shining example of how PRGAUSD schools are building strong foundations. Templeton Women's Charitable Club expands scholarship program. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The Templeton Women's Charitable Club, or TWCC, has expanded their annual scholarship program. TWCC says they will award three $2,500 scholarships to graduating seniors from Templeton High School or Templeton Independent Study High School beginning in 2026, an increase from the two scholarships previously awarded. Founded in 1913, TWCC is a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving the lives of others in northern San Luis Obispo County. The club provides a forum for women throughout the North County to identify and support local charities and best address the community's needs. The community is invited to join TWCC for its upcoming clothing swap November 20th. This event encourages women to refresh their wardrobes while supporting local charitable projects. For more information about membership or upcoming events, you can visit TempletonWomen'sClub.org. Tomorrow is Pioneer Day for Paso Robles, with the parade starting at 10 a.m. on Spring Street and ending in the downtown City Park. Prior to the parade start will be the children's pet show at 8 a.m. in the City Park gazebo and the Little Cowboy and Cowgirl contests at 8:15. The parade will feature antique vehicles, marching bands, youth groups, military vehicles, fire engines, and more. Following the parade will be the annual Bean Feed, Whiskerino Contest, and Horseshoe Pitching Contest in the downtown City Park. At the Paso Robles Event Center will be the second annual Pioneer Day Games. Road closures for Pioneer Day start at 4 a.m. Saturday and will last until about 2 p.m. The following roads will be closed: Spring Street from 10th to 21st Street, Park and Pine Street from 11th to 16th Street, 21st, 16th, 13th, and 12th Street from Spring Street to Riverside Avenue, 16th to 21st Street will all be closed from Oak to Park Street, acting as staging areas. Templeton Founders Day returns Saturday, November 1st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Founders Day is hosted by the Templeton Historical Museum and celebrates the arrival of the first passenger train in Templeton in 1886. Each year since 2006, Founders Day has grown and added new activities and exhibits, along with some returning. Here's Laura Brooks, chairperson of the Templeton Historical Museum, on some of the activities you can enjoy this Founders Day.
Of course, we have the little 4-H is sponsoring a petting zoo, and next to it, we have a roping section where kids or adults can practice roping, you know, fake steers. And so that's going to be fun and really interactive. And another thing we've added is in the blacksmith shop, we're going to have a little pounding station, if you will. And that's where kids and adults can come and they can practice pounding metal into bracelets or bookmarks or whatever they want to do. So it's sort of like a preview of what it's like to be a blacksmith.
Founders Day also includes the display of historical antique tractors, vehicles, railroad artifacts, and hit-and-miss machinery in operation. Also present will be the Salinan Tribe. Here's Steve Vise, Secretary of the Historical Museum, on that, as well as some of the free food offered for this Founders Day.
They're going to be setting up a booth, and they're going to have their little artifacts, and they'll tell you a little bit of Salinan history, which is very cool. We're also going to have a wandering barbershop quartet walking around. We're going to be having popcorn, and we're going to be passing out pies and cakes and coffee and chocolate.
Founders Day is again Saturday, November 1st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball for the division series. Yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Phillies 2-1, winning their series 3-1. The Cubs shut out the Brewers 6-0. Their series is tied 2-2. Today, the Tigers will face the Mariners, and tomorrow, the Cubs will go against the Brewers. In high school football tonight, Paso Robles will travel to St. Joseph. Atascadero will host Pioneer Valley. Templeton will host Morro Bay. Mission Prep will travel to Crothers. And San Luis Obispo will host Rigetti. In the NFL, triple header on Sunday for KPRL, the Cowboys against the Panthers, then the Raiders versus the Titans, and finally the Lions and Chiefs. Also on Sunday, the Chargers will face the Dolphins, the Rams will go against the Ravens, and the 49ers will face the Buccaneers. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL news time is 8:15. Now it's time for California news.
California headline news. A man who lost his home in the Palisades fire is reacting to the arrest of a suspect, saying the real culprit may be the way the city failed to protect residents like him.
There was no water. There was no nothing. There was no resources that we pay our tax dollars for. There wasn't one firefighter on the street.
A new report concludes that a fire set by Jonathan Rindernecht smoldered for a week after firefighters thought they'd put it out before powerful winds reignited the flames. Well, for the second year in a row, the Los Angeles Dodgers are headed to the National League Championship Series, beating the Philadelphia Phillies last night in extra innings at Dodgers Stadium. Dodgers starter Tyler Glasnow says it was a team effort.
It was amazing. The team did great. Will did great. Defense, offense, everyone contributed. Guys coming out of the bullpen, it was a great game.
The Dodgers will face either the Chicago Cubs or the Milwaukee Brewers in Game 1 of the NLCS on Monday. And it's now against the law to declaw cats here in California. I'm John Gilliland. This is California Headline News.
Wait, what hairbrush is that?
This? It's my Tangle Teaser. Total game changer.
Okay, but your hair always looks good. Mine breaks every time I brush it.
Yeah, that was me before this thing. It has this wild two-tiered teeth thing going on. It detangles without yanking.
No tugging, even wet?
Especially wet. I use it straight out of the shower. No knots, no drama. And bonus, it actually feels good.
That's honestly impressive. I just thought all brushes were the same.
They're not. This one was made with hair health in mind. Any type. Fine, curly, coily. It's kind of obsessed with being gentle.
Well, now I'm obsessed. Where did you get it?
Amazon. Here. See? And if you use promo code TANGLE10OFF, you'll save 10%.
Okay, sold.
Told you. Bad hair days don't stand a chance.
Tangle Teaser. Detangling without the drama. Say bye-bye to bad hair days. Find Tangle Teaser on Amazon.com and use promo code TANGLE10OFF to save 10%. That's Tangle Teaser on Amazon.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and slot free play. That'll put a little sunshine in your pocket. Drawings every Sunday in October. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NCI affiliates serving people with disabilities for over 47 years in San Luis Obispo County. NCI thrift shops, one in Atascadero on El Camino Real off of Del Rio Road in the Mission Oaks Shopping Center, and in Paso Robles in the Woodland Shopping Plaza near CVS. Both locations carry a wide variety of small appliances, tableware, furniture, clothing, and so much more. NCI affiliates, thrift shops to meet your shopping budget.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. With Congress unable to broker an agreement to keep up the government funded last week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has furloughed 42,000 of its employees, or about 50%. USDA will continue operations relating to some farm loan and conservation programs, core nutrition safety net programs, essential food safety operations, preparing and responding to wildland fires, and animal and plant health emergency programs such as New World Screwworm. Operations most likely to cease include payment processing, disaster assistance, technical assistance, regulatory-related travel and training, trade negotiations, timber sales, and long-term research studies. Many state and local offices across multiple agencies have closed, including most Farm Service Agency offices and several congressional district offices. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Cloudy skies early today, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few clouds tonight with lows right around 50. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies early tomorrow, then sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Sunday. Partly cloudy on Monday. Sunny on Tuesday with a 95% chance of showers. Partly cloudy on Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday. Upper 70s Sunday, mid-60s Monday, low 60s on Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday, low 70s Thursday, 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The latest numbers on consumer sentiment in the U.S. show it remains somber but steady as the index hovers at levels typically seen during recessions. The first reading of the sentiment survey in October basically flat at 55, according to the University of Michigan. That drop was less than the expectation to 54.2. Numbers do show that Americans have soured on the prospect of finding new jobs, and they're still frustrated by persistent inflation, giving them little confidence the economy will improve soon. Consumer sentiment helped gauge how Americans feel about their own finances as well as the broader economy. NVIDIA shares are gaining on Wall Street despite pressure from Beijing, which is tightening checks on its AI chips at major ports. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
In this day and age, when a restaurant is around for 33 years, it can only mean that the community enjoys the food and the service. The China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles has been an old-fashioned Chinese mainstay since 1992. The China Gourmet Restaurant is open every day at 11 a.m. Eat-in, take-out, or home delivery is available. For a dining experience you're sure to remember, the China Gourmet Restaurant, near Albertsons in Paso Robles, proud to be serving the finest Chinese food since 1992.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service
when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem. Your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
And it is the Park Cinemas. They got some things lined up for you. How about free admission this Sunday, 1 o'clock, to see on the big screen the Raiders and the Titans. Monday, they have Mystery Movie starting at 7. All seats, just $5. And the movie, well, that's part of the mystery. And then Real Deal Tuesdays, all seats, all day, $7. For information, go to parkcinemas.com.
Tree of Life is holding an open house to show their appreciation of your support for their mission. This Saturday, October 11th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Tree of Life in Atascadero. Get a tour of the office and their abortion recovery center. There will be snacks, giveaways, and staff will be there to answer questions and to fill everyone in on the exciting things happening at Tree of Life. Tree of Life open house this Saturday, October 11th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 7730 Morrow Road, Suite 106 in Atascadero.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers review are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today's story raises a situation ethic question. That is, would you do what is right under the most difficult of circumstances and knowing no one would blame you if you didn't? Deputy Marshal Richard Phillips arrested Seaborn Kalaja for selling whiskey to Creek Indians in defiance of local laws. After the arrest, Marshal Phillips had to go to Eufaula to take care of another matter. So to take Seaborn to Fort Smith, Arkansas for trial, he left him in the hands of three of his posse men, Henry Smith, Mike Kirkendall, and William Kelly. Since selling whiskey to Indians wasn't a major offense, the posse members evidently didn't watch Seaborn too closely, because during the first night he got out of his shackles and grabbed an axe, chopped up Smith and Kirkendall as they slept by the fire. The third posse man, William Kelly, was shot and then mutilated. With his business done in Eufaula, Marshal Phillips, planning to meet up with his men, arrived in camp only to see the bloody remains of his three friends. Marshal Phillips buried his friends and then followed Seaborn's trail. Seaborn was found at his family home and arrested. With a several-day ride back to Fort Smith, Arkansas, here is the situation ethic question. If Seaborn had brutally killed three of your friends, would you take out vengeance on him on the way to Fort Smith? He could always be shot while trying to escape. or maybe just disappear somewhere out in the wilderness. And if anyone suspected what you had done, they wouldn't blame you. So what did Marshall Phillips do? He did the ethical thing and took Seaborn back to Fort Smith, Arkansas, where he was tried and hanged on October 7, 1887. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique. Whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips, we take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles. I think I heard.
heard you coming.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Tomorrow is Pioneer Day for Paso Robles, with the parade starting at 10 a.m. on Spring Street and ending in the downtown City Park. Prior to the parade start will be the children's pet show at 8 a.m. in the City Park gazebo and the Little Cowboy and Cowgirl contests at 8:15. After the parade will be Pioneer Day games at the Event Center and the Whiskerino contest and annual bean feed in the City Park. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District announced that Marie Bauer Early Education Center has been awarded with the 2025 California Early Childhood Special Education Spotlight Excellence Award. This recognizes the inclusive, innovative model of Marie Bauer's early education as a statewide model for quality and excellence. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the upper 70s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump visits Walter Reed Medical Center this morning.
What he is describing as a semi-annual physical, the president says there's nothing to worry about health-wise.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House U.S. Central Command confirms the Israeli Defense Forces have completed the first phase withdrawal to the yellow line, so the 72-hour period to release the hostages is underway. Fox's Steve Harrigan explains what some Palestinians are doing at this hour.
People feeling it's safe enough to walk north, many of them heading back to their homes after being displaced by 2 years of warfare, making the walk north with the Mediterranean on their left.
Now, she was known as Sister Jean, the Loyola University Chicago team chaplain, who became an overnight celebrity during the school's Cinderella run in the 2018 NCAA basketball tournament, the university confirming her death at the age of 106. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for lunch that feels like a getaway? At Cella Restaurant and Bar in Allegretto Vineyard Resort, indulge in a three-course lunch special. Weekdays from 11:30 to 2:30, start with a fresh garden salad, then savor vegan kale and mushroom ravioli or juicy steak frites with chimichurri. And don't forget the house-made triple chocolate bomb for dessert. Upgrade your experience with optional Allegretto wines pairing for only $10. Reserve your table at Cella Restaurant and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Do you want to power your family with fresh, nutritious local meats? I'm Susanna Luthi Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband Garrett is a 6th-gen Cambria cattle rancher, and we offer grass-fed beef, both wholesale and USDA packaged, and we are proud to announce our fresh local bison is available for pre-sale now at a discount. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com. We deliver locally. Support the food world that you want to live in at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
The Crescent Community Church will be hosting its annual Fall Women's Ministry Conference, October 17th and 18th. Lori Lamb will be the speaker this year. Her and her husband, Brent, country and Christian music lead singer, teach and bring others to the faith. Lori has a heart for mentoring women. The topic will be living a surrendered life. Worship will be provided by Woodland Drive. Dinner and dessert are provided on Friday and breakfast and lunch on Saturday at the Crescent Community Church on O'Donovan. For more information, go to CrestonChurch.com.
North County weather. Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Turning out generally sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Few passing clouds, but generally clear tonight and overnight. Lows, though, near 50. And then for your Pioneer Day, we should have some sunshine. Highs in the mid-70s. Sunday, maybe a little bit warmer, upper 70s. Then we'll cool down to the mid-60s on Monday with clouds, and then an 80% chance of rain, low 60s Tuesday, Wednesday, upper 60s, 70s, sunny Thursday, a week from today, sunshine, mid-70s. Today's UV index will be 6 up and down, 7.06 a.m., 6.35 p.m. We are at and still 56 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard's Trinsic Series windows and the absolutely stunning doors. All right, it's Open Mic Friday. Darsha Stebbins and Kenny Enney this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. And don't forget that 75, you can text that as well, as we're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775. So that's the text you can do, 238-KPRL. And it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them. They'll be there 24-7. Same day service, 805-466-6188.
KPRL.
All righty, Chris Anderson is the winner of the gift certificate from Joe's Place. He was one of the qualifiers this week on trivia. Mr. Anderson, you got 30 days and always call the office ahead of time. And we will not be here on Monday because of Indigenous People Day, although I've been told by several people that Trump did change it back, but I just like saying Indigenous People Day there. Hi, good morning.
In the previous segment, there's a gentleman who called in about Proposition 50?
Yes.
And anyone with a modicum of sense can look at the endorsement to Proposition 50 that Alex Padilla has out there, and that lowlife, I don't even want to also say what he is, loser, endorses it, and he is a poor representation of actually what he should represent as the Mexicans, the Mexican culture. And I am one so I can speak about it. But he's a loser, and he's also you watch as he grows further into his Senate seat, and if he gets reelected, he's going to be a gangster, and he's on his way. And you just look at him; he looks like a version of John Gotti, a Mexican version of John Gotti. And when he endorsed it as yes, that should be the final decision for most people that had, like I said, any sense to vote no.
So, yeah, the League of Women Voters, also the McClatchy Publications, those are editors and so forth, they have endorsed it, and I think you're right that people can just take a look at that and see and make their judgment.
Yeah, his character itself speaks for itself. That the only way people ever knew who he was when he staged that disruption in the meeting, I don't know, a month ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
No one knew who he was before that.
Right.
I certainly didn't. But with this redistricting, he just wants to expand his influence and where he can get more votes so that he can go on and on and on. And I don't care where he was educated, because I'm not so sure. I'm kind of sure that maybe his education was through affirmative action. he's not stupid, but I'm just saying he's a lowlife.
Well, also, I just came across this, that former President Barack Obama and former Vice President Kamala Harris and the California AFL-CIO, along with Planned Parenthood, have backed this.
Well, of course. They're all disruptors, and they're all radical organizations, but, you know, but, backed by the radical left and the radical Democrats, excuse me.
Isn't this just a typical part of the Democrats? You know, when you said, you know, he wants to expand his power, or, you know, at least keep it, is that that's what that party does. They promise gifts and money to people, and that's how they get their power.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said earlier, he's focusing on the Mexican community. He's going to ride that burro till he falls off. And the thing of it is that he thinks that those people are stupid. They come, some of them come to work, and he wants to get this done before the ICE raids of eliminating illegals. And you got to understand, they don't know who and who isn't at this point. And there could be a lot of different ways to organize deportation, but they don't know who's the criminals and who's not, because those borders were wide open for 4 years. And so it's going to take, 4 to 6 years to try and clean it up, a mess. And this guy wants to get in before everything, all that comes down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Anyway, it's usually best to vote no on any proposition anyway.
Well, that's been my thinking most of my life.
And to my admitting, I don't know, years back, there's someone else that was saying it. That one proposition, the way it was written, I thought, well, this sounds good, and it was the worst thing to do, and I think I voted yes on it, and it was having to do with the prison systems or something to that effect.
Was it Prop 47?
It was 47, that's the one, and I didn't read it right, and I was just kind of dumbfounded, and that was my mistake.
Well, you weren't the only one, because, again, I can remember people calling in here and saying, oh, my gosh, I didn't read the whole thing. I didn't realize what it was really going to do.
Yeah, it seemed pretty benign, but, man, it turned into a wreck.
Well, I forget the exact title of it, but, again, it was one of those nice titles that people say, oh, well, let's say, you know, we're going to, you know how they word that stuff, that people just, they look at the headline and say, oh, well, that sounds good.
Right. So, anyway, no, I'm 50, and I'll let you get on with your program. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
238-577-5238-KPRL. All right, Chris, you're not off the hook.
What is this, a trivia question?
No, but I don't know if you are willing to answer this. Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure.
Remember, you have till Tuesday to recover.
Okay.
Kevin, can we ask Chris if he has a love monkey?
Define a love monkey for me.
I have no idea what a love monkey is, but I, because he also, well, not he, but another one says, Kevin, do you have any other love monkeys? And I don't know how I came up with the term for love monkey. All right. And obviously it has to do, in my case, a female. And it is the, I guess, female performers. And for whatever reason. And so that would be it, Chris. It's not a fantasy thing. It's just, I don't know, I came up with this goofy term, and that I can watch them in anything or listen to them. And mine would include Ingrid Bergman, Barbara Stanwyck, Greer Garson, Emmy Lou Harris, Tanya Tucker. And I crossed off my list a couple of years ago, Marie Osmond. Because she had all that facial work and she looks phony. So she's off the list. So that's what I mean with love monkey. So anyway, this guy says he has two on here. He has Reba and Barbara Mandrell. They're both country singers for those. So anyway, there you have it, Chris.
Not a single one of those names sounds familiar to me. But
of course not. And in my case, the two or three of them are dead.
Hey, fair enough. So if I'm understanding it correctly, it's just someone of the opposite sex that you would most likely watch or listen to, you know, all their performances, music, movies, something like that. Just a performer you admire, that you were a big fan of their work.
Yeah, I think that would be a very polite way, because in Barbara Stanwyck, she would not be a cover girl, but there's just something about her. You know, that's, you know, it's, we all have different tastes and so forth. There's something about her class and elegance that just, I go, wow, she's a lady. See what I mean? Where I go from somebody like that with a Greer Garson who has a grace and charm to somebody like Tanya Tucker, who is the complete opposite. You know, it's a, there's a, again, I know you're not going to know the song with this. I forget the name of the group, but there's a country song. It's called I Love Trashy Women. But, you know, you don't take them home to mom and dad. You know what I mean?
Right.
So do you have some of those favorite actresses or singers that you go, oh, you know, you just like them?
I can't think of one off the top of my head. I don't really memorize actors and actresses' names that much.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. All right. Let's, do call back. We've got nine minutes. Let's see here. On the text, Indigenous People Day. My wife works for the County of San Luis Obispo. They take the holiday so seriously that they had September 26th off. Another thought that crosses my mind, that they may have been calling it Native People's Day. She does not get a holiday on Monday. Well, if she worked for KPRL, she would, because we have Indigenous People or Columbus Day or whatever it is off. And, all right, okay, let's see here. What else did we have? There was a, oh, yeah, the endorsements on the Prop 50. And again, many times it's an easy call for people when they look at who is backing something. And it works on both sides of the fence, don't get me wrong. But when you see the AFL-CIO, Obama, Kamala Harris, that should send a clear message. Which, and I'll go back to that flyer that I got on the no on Prop 50. I think it's a terrible flyer. They really don't address the fact that the people voted in the People's Committee back in, what, 2008 or 2009, 12, somewhere around there. And they don't address that, and they couldn't find out who is supporting Prop 50 and put that on the mailer. That's lazy. That's lazy. All righty, let's see. What else do we have? Oh, this little thing. It's called Pioneer Day, and tomorrow marks the 95th anniversary of the community's celebration. And it's a, remember, the day is free. It's, you know, you have the parade and so forth, which is amazing to watch, to think that this is still going on 95 years after the October 12th, 1931. It was organized by community volunteers working with generous donations. And the donations of time, materials, and money from individual business, churches, and service organizations. Their goal was to provide a day of community friendship, the heritage of the area. It was also a day set aside to say thank you to all the people who support the businesses and professional community throughout the year. Most businesses closed so that their employees could enjoy and participate in the activities and family reunions. By the way, I remember the one Pioneer Day. It was the first one that Walmart was open. And there was a controversy because they were going to be open. And I think a compromise was reached. I'm not sure. Because that was back in, gosh, I forget when now, that they would open up after the parade. But most of that tradition of being closed, most of it, except probably for the areas in and around the parade route, well, because you can't get in anyway, but maybe some of the restaurants, that has gone by the wayside for the most part. For the most part, there are probably some. All right, let's see here on the email. It's not Tanya, it's Tanya. When my husband was very ill, I heard the song, What Would You Do Without Me? Well, Tanya Tucker has had a lot of different types of songs. She could go from the, well, it's country music, so the heartbreak, but I mean, to the raspy, you know, upbeat kind of stuff in your face, to the, you know, I guess you would say pretty songs I spot. I don't care for those because I like her other stuff a lot better. But yeah, everybody has their own. So anyway, thanks for that email. And one more. Did we get it on the text? No. All right. So what happened today in history? Well, we had a few things happen this day in history many, many moons ago. And that would include the gentleman who served as Vice President of the United States way back in 1973, Spiro T. Agnew. He resigned and pleads no contest to income tax evasion and is fined $10,000 and put on 3 years probation. All right, how about that? Forget the guy. He went after the TV thing. The first interactive TV show. How about that? You think that interactive started recently? Well, you're wrong. Winky Dink and You debates debuts on CBS TV. The home audience would draw on the TV screen using a magic drawing screen, which was a piece of vinyl plastic and so forth. Some of you may remember that. That was 1953. And also, it is the first World Series unassisted triple play back in 1920. And also, now it just so happens this was his birth. He died on this day. So it was Jack Daniels. According to legend, the whiskey maker dies of blood poisoning from a wound incurred while kicking a safe because he had forgotten the combination because he was drunk. You can't make these things up. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, you were talking about Tanya Tucker. I think about a year ago, she was going to do an interview. Actually, she did an interview, but she walked in there, and her zipper was down. And the guy pointed out to it, and she goes, yeah, she was open for business.
Well, that sounds like Tanya, I'll tell you what. She's been, she was one of the first female country outlaws in the 1970s. She was with David, along with, Waylon and Willie and David Allen Coe and some of those folks.
Right. She was a trooper.
Yeah, she did things on her own. And what's kind of interesting about Tanya Tucker, though, is she was one of the few that was able to be a childhood star and continue through adulthood.
Right. Yeah, I remember when she was actually a gorgeous young woman.
Yeah, and, she started, I think, when she was 13, and she's just had a boatload of hits through her whole life.
Yeah, she definitely is a treasure.
Well, she's been able to fight back and hang in there, and she's not shy about her past at all.
Right, and we appreciate that. All right, Kevin.
Okay, thanks. Hey, bye.
Have a good one. Talk to you next time.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, I saw her a couple of years ago at the free stage at the Mid-State Fair, and she was pretty good. She still sounded very good. Her life's biography was written all over her face, but again, she was out there, she performed, she was very professional, and her daughter was with her and so forth. And anyway, so everybody has their own. There was something else in the history thing that I saw that I forgot to mention. Oh, well, we don't have time because we're just about out of time, about the information regarding the lyrics from Eleanor Rigby, and where John Lennon and Paul McCartney used to sunbathe in a graveyard in England, in Liverpool, and they saw this name, but we're done, so see ya.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Templeton Women's Charitable Club, TWCC, has expanded their annual scholarship program. TWCC says they'll award three $2,500 scholarships to graduating seniors from Templeton High School or Templeton Independent Study High School beginning in 2026. Templeton Founders Day returns Saturday, November 1st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Founders Day is hosted by the Templeton Historical Museum, featuring games, activities, free cake and pie, blacksmithing demonstrations, antique vehicles, and more. Attendance is free. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s, it's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Darcia Stebbins, Kenny Eddie, open mic Friday this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Have a very, very nice and pleasant Pioneer Day. See you out there. We'll be back Tuesday. All right, don't forget Pure Country tomorrow. Diane on the Country Store, Jimmy's Inn, and Jukebox. This hour, continue to support local friends and neighbors, and moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.